So yesterday we wrapped up the discussion about extravagance, and we explained what's the difference between tabdhir and israf. For those who say that they are not synonyms, the one refers to when you spend on that which is impermissible to start with, and the other is when you spend on that which is permissible, but you spend beyond the need. Also within this is to spend to the point that you yourself become needy. But if you're spending on good, then there's no such thing as extravagant. If you're spending for haq, if you're spending in a good cause. Now, we move on to the next verse, and that is verse 28. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions, وَإِمَّا تُعْرِضَنَّ عَنْهُمْ وَبَتِغَاءَ رَحْمَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكَ تَرْجُوهَا فَقُلْ لَهُمْ قَوْلًا مَيْسُورًا. If you turn away from them, awaiting the grace of your sustainer which you hope for, then speak to them with gentle speech. Meaning, this is now linked to the preceding verses, which talks about being helpful and generous to your relatives and to your to the needy and to travelers, but not to be extravagant and wasteful. Now, if you don't have, rather than shying away from embarrassment, or rather than getting angry with them that why are you approaching me even though I don't have, what you should do rather is share a kind word. Tell the person, I would really love to have helped you, but at the moment I can't help you. If something improves, if I do get something, I will help you. The scholars explained that this is what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala means in this particular verse. There was an incident with regards to this. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was once sitting in the masjid, and a boy came and he said, Ya Rasulallah, you know that my mother wants a shirt. She's asking if you can give us a shirt. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I don't have at the moment. When we have, we'll fulfill your need. So the boy came back a little later and said that my mother says, if you don't mind, can you please give us the shirt that you are wearing? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took it off and gave it to him. So this ties up with the first verse that we are discussing currently, and also with the next verse that flows from here. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ يَدَكَ مَغْلُولَةً إِلَىٰ عُنُكِكَ. Do not keep your hand fastened to your neck. وَلَا تَبْسُطْهَا كُلَّ الْبَسْطِ. Nor open it fully. فَتَقْعُدَ مَلُومًا مَحْسُورًا. Or else you will sit down condemned and impoverished. So Allah talks about moderation. Don't give so much in charity that you don't have enough to fulfill your need or to fulfill the needs of those who will come later. But at the same time, don't be so tight that you don't spend at all, like your hand is fastened to your neck. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave the shirt, the kurta, but then he himself was left without a kurta and it was time for salah. However, the scholars say, for those people who have that high level of tawakkul, like Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that high level of reliance on Allah, then it's fine. But for you and I who won't be able to manage, don't spend so much that you yourself become needy, because then you'll become resentful. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu gave all his wealth in charity at the time of an expedition. When people said, what have you left for your family? He said, I left Allah for my family. Now, he was of that caliber that he would not become resentful. His faith would not weaken when difficulty hit after having spent everything in charity. The same, obviously, to a greater extent with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is telling us that for you, you know, if you're not on that level, find the moderate path. One is, don't spend so much that you yourself become in need, or don't spend so much on one person that others are deprived. But at the same time, don't be so tight that people don't benefit from you, because Allah has created certain people to be of benefit to others. You're not doing them a favor. They're doing a favor by coming to you to have their need fulfilled through you for their benefit and for your benefit.